Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show. We got a couple of comments that we're going to get to real quick. I do want to give a shout out, however. Suizo Construction. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and team that has you, and a team that has your back on and off the job site. All right, Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Apply at Suizo.com, 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right. All right, we got a couple of comments real quick. Actually, go to the comments, and then I'll get to this stuff over here.
Yeah, just a couple questions, comments for you. 7127 says the atmosphere was nowhere close to Colorado, and it kind of let me down. Everybody was kind of cheering scared, more anticipating negative than trying to help the team.
I am convinced it's one of the reasons I would have kicked the field goal on the first drive. Again, I'm never going to get on a coach for playing to win and not being and not playing not to lose. All right, but it's one of the reasons I would have kicked the field goal. You go right down the field, your first possession, you move the ball well. By the way, our best possession of the whole day. 10 plays, 70 yards. Okay, you don't get the touchdown, but you get the field goal. Now, to your point yesterday, it almost set up our next field goal because Michigan, when we didn't convert, got the ball at the 5, 3-and-out punt. We get the ball at their 34. Unfortunately, we missed the field goal. But that's – it would have – because I'm not going to lie to you. As soon as I saw that, as much as I don't want to admit this, I had a little letdown inside. I did. I was like, oh, man. And then after we missed the field goal, I'm like, one of my keys to the game, we're not supposed to talk about Michigan anymore. One of my keys to the game was we can't leave points on the field. I'm like, there's two possessions where we got 0 points. I feel like that might have taken the air out of the sails, at least like the first possession to a degree, and then the next possession to a degree, and then all of a sudden Michigan scores and they're up 10. You know what I mean? Like, it was the progression of the game. The Colorado game, it was 28-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
We had a pick six. We were running all over them boys. The game was different. The atmosphere is going to be affected by that as the game goes along. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, yeah. Next comment.
I don't think there's anything better than winning, starting out 28-0. That really helped there. Dirty Tony and the boys says, I was at the game. We're never that close. Our offensive line got destroyed, absolutely scorched. Our running defensive got absolutely destroyed. We were never in control of that game. So there's another thought about not being close. But here's another one that I thought was interesting. 9803, you knew this was going to happen after a loss. Should Rule get off the podcast and focus more on coaching?
He knew this was a possibility. Like, they've had this podcast planned since January, February, just FYI. This did not come to fruition just right before the season. They have known that this was going to happen since Christmas break was over, short time after Christmas break last winter. So they had to know, hey, at some point we're probably going to lose a game. There might be a heartbreaker. There might be this or that. And I think that's why they put it out on Thursdays, because people have that grieving process, and then you start to look ahead to the next game. Unfortunately, it's a bye week this week. This had to be something they anticipated. I think when it first happened, you even mentioned to me during one of our breaks on the show that this is a risk. Rule's not going to stop the podcast. He knew this was a risk. He knew it was part of it. He's trying to do certain things, be ahead of the curve, get out there, get in front of – it's why he does Pat McAfee. It's why he's doing the podcast. It's why he – even Portnoy is going to Portnoy. He has him on the show because it gets Nebraska out there. Whether you agree with it, whether you like it, whether you don't, I don't know how much time his podcast takes him. I know how much time a podcast can take, and it can take a lot. I also know people who just sit down in front of the camera and roll, and he's a really good speaker. So I have to assume people help him with the outline. He looks at it, he prepares, but it doesn't take too much time. Not that they're not prepared, but they make it easy for him, and then he's really good in front of a microphone. So I think he's trying to capitalize on that when it comes to getting Nebraska out there and big-time recruits from across the country. It's a risk you take when you do it in season. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was surprised, again, surprised that they decided to do it in season. I think that was part of the surprise for everybody. But, you know, I think part of it, too, is you have these media sessions. You got to do your coach's show. You got to go like you did yesterday and do so. You know, you already have time kind of ironed out for the week. Maybe this adds a little bit more. Like you said, I'm assuming he's not up late night thinking about what am I going to put on my podcast tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, no, we don't have enough prepared for my podcast. I think it's probably laid out for him, a naturally gifted speaker. I'll continue to say it. I'm all for him speaking and getting in front of any camera he can to put Nebraska on a good platform. Again, it could just be tough after losses. This one, maybe not that tough, but like imagine Brett Bielema trying to do a podcast this week. Mm.
Oh, 63-10, the massacre in Bloomington. That's right. Hey, guys, I'm not feeling well. See you next week. I'm going to take a bye week from the podcast. That's what Bielema would do.
Yeah, I I don't know. Hopefully Nebraska doesn't get into that position this year. But, well, and they just don't have to go to Bloomington. So that seems to be the common thing.
All right, anything else?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right, let me finalize my thoughts from the weekend. Dylan Raiola is the first. This is actually pretty interesting. Dylan Raiola is the first quarterback to throw for 300-plus yards and 3 touchdowns against Michigan since Georgia did it, Stetson Bennett, in 2021. Think about that. For everyone who's slicing and dicing Dylan after the game, think about that. I'm actually going to hold on to that for another show. It's lessons from Tom Osborne's book. Someone sent me a screenshot, and it's like 7 keys that need to happen every game in order to get a win. I'm going to save that for a future show. All right, Big Ten tier list overall. Not week 4, but overall. Front runners, Ohio State, Indiana. I don't know why in the world. Okay, Oregon and Penn State aren't up there, but high chance contenders, Oregon, USC, Penn State. Low chance contenders, Washington, Maryland, Nebraska, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois. Why are we on the same level as Michigan? Why is Illinois on the same level as any of those teams right now? Although, I don't know, if you're an Illinois fan, it's one game, pretty bad game. All right. And then you got bowl game contender. You got Michigan State, Iowa, Rutgers, and then it gets worse from there. All right.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know what? I'm not even going to mention Big Ten power rankings. We didn't drop much. We were like seventh last week. We're eighth this week. What happened was Michigan actually jumped up to fifth, then USC at six, Washington at seven, we're at eight. At the top is Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Indiana, and then Michigan at fifth. All right, final notes from the weekend. Through four games, Dylan Raiola's national ranks among Power Four quarterbacks. He's third in the country in completion percentage, 76%. Eighth in passing yards, 1,137. Sixth in touchdown passes, 11. 15th in passer rating, and a 172 passer rating. And he is one of only two Power Four quarterbacks to complete over 100 passes this year. Again, you can point to level of competition. I can also point to the fact that he sat out 3.5 quarters, almost an entire game. He's played well. Things he can do better? Yes. All right, let's get to Matt Rhule's press conference real quick from yesterday. And then we'll play, we're going to save one of those clips for Thursday along with the Osborne book notes, but we're going to roll the clip about Nebraska's current conference. All right. There it is. So my notes from the press conference yesterday. We're playing better on special teams, throwing the ball, and defending the pass. Everything you and I've already talked about. And like I said, it's not a, and I quote, hey, we don't have good enough players, and I quote, situation, have to play better. And he said, we have to coach better. All that's fair. None of that's shocking. We need to play better than we played. Not shocking. Never felt that. This is what I mentioned earlier. And I quote, oh, here we go again, end quote. And that's a big deal. You cannot have that feeling. We didn't widen the pocket enough. The pocket was collapsed a lot. Wants to run the ball more, wants to run for between 100 to 150 yards a game. I mean, at least 150, I think. We're rushing for 144 right now, and we're in the bottom half of the country per game. So, says we had every chance to win that game. Wants to see how guys respond, especially the tackles, the offensive tackles. Is this a week where Elijah Pritchett can make some strides? When he's blocking somebody, he's probably the best pure blocker we have. It's the other things that go into playing offensive tackle he needs to be more consistent with. We have to play better up front in order to win. Doing everything this week like it's not a bye week, and I agree with that. They're fresh. Like, you just got to get better. This needs to be a fall camp week, in my humble opinion. Here we go. Oh. He does think that the 5-for-5, in other words, you're going to get 5 years of eligibility. That rule is going to pass. Like Brett Bielema expects it to pass. A lot of people expect it to pass. I like it. Let's keep good players in college football longer. Carson Beck would be in the NFL right now if it wasn't for Miami. Deshaun Singleton would be in the NFL right now if it wasn't for NIL, etc. He was literally training for the draft. Need more production from our second running back. Says these guys are not acting like victims. Says our onside kick was good. Timing was just off. We have a lot to build on. One thing that was not in those particular notes was he talked about he doesn't want to just buy into the narrative over one or two plays away. Because that means it doesn't send the message hard enough that we need to get better now. And we need to get stuff out of this bye week now. Because we got teams who are going to come here and they're going to run the ball and they're going to try to blitz and light up Dylan. Why would you not after the Michigan tape? And we have to be prepared. We have to be better than what we did. Or we're talking about 5, 6, 7 wins, which nobody thinks is acceptable. After hearing what Matt Rhule had to say, how far do you think he believes Nebraska is from where they truly want to be? Like knocking on the door. We're walking up to the door, but we're not ready to knock on it. Clearly, is the door open? We just need to walk through. Are we down the street from the door? So we're not even walking up to it yet. Where do you think he thinks we are? Just trying to decipher his comments here.
Yeah, it's tough to tell because obviously you've got your own thoughts coming in from the Michigan game. But through his comments, I think he thinks that they're progressing, right? I think that he thinks that they're getting there. He mentioned that, you know, they're kind of on a level playing field as everybody else and other than 10 teams with the, you know, with the money kind of be set where it is now coming from the university. So I think he thinks that they're close and getting better. I know that's not the answer that you're necessarily looking for, but It would hard for me to think that he walked away and think it, they're close to perfect. They need a lot of work. But at the same time, I think he's proud of the work that they've made.
I think he's clearly not happy, but I think he's, I don't want to say he's disappointed, but like, I think he feels disappointed in the, he clearly talked about, thought we were going to win. Okay. Felt like I got hit in the head by a hammer after the game, which it's right after a loss. So keep the emotions of a tough loss and being in front of the press right after that in mind. He says things that indicate to me a little bit that he's not quite pleased with where we're currently at. And he's a little, not shocked, a little surprised that we're not, like, I don't think the door is open and we're ready to walk through. I think in his mind, we're knocking on the door and we need to get the door open before we can walk through. Like, he would like to be to the point where either we've walked through or we are walking through. The door's not open yet. We've got to bang that bad boy open. Does that make sense? I feel like that's where he thinks we're at. Like, we're not down the street, like probably a year or two ago. We're not walking up to the door. I feel like we're closer than walking. Like, we're just knocking on the door. We got to get it open somehow. We got to pry it open with a crowbar. Not Home Alone style. That never goes well. But, like, we got to pry that bad boy open, and then we can go through it. That's kind of my interpretation. What are your thoughts there before we go to break?
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. And it's funny, again, too, these games that are so close that do come down to, again, if Isaiah Hunter doesn't step out of the, there's a lot of different ways to say if and but about that game. But if that does not happen, somehow Nebraska comes out of this on top. Are you a lot closer than what you really would be if one of your players' foot doesn't? But it's the same thing. You go back to Hartsock. But if Hartsock doesn't make that play, then are you a lot further away than so? I mean, it's really about just winning those games.
Dude, if we were 2-2, bad news, Bach. We left that in the first hour. Don't bring that stuff up, man. All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have an interesting debate when we come back. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.